Discover how understanding yourself as God's beloved can transform your day, whether you're working, parenting, or facing difficult people, and inspire you to share that love with others. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, I want you to place this in this huddle because we're changing hearts so that we change the public square. Hey, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, do that through the Google Play, Apple App Store. Look up Washington Defender. It's a one-stop shop for everything conservative, from growing biblically to our prayer life to how do we interact with initiatives and referendums, all the things, who our elected officials are, praying for them, caring for them, and making sure that we are standing for righteousness in the public square. So download the app today. All right, today's scripture is titled is Set Apart Beloved, and it's today's scripture is 1:7, to all who are beloved of God in Rome. Could you imagine being a Rome and being a Christian and hearing from Paul that you are beloved of God, that you are God's beloved, that he cares about you, that he loves you, and that you are close to Almighty God? Because Rome was a place not that was filled with godly people or godly this or godly that. They were a secular society that was totally contrary to God. In fact, Rome would be much like how Washington State is today. So to hear that we are beloved of God, even when we're living in a state or a circumstance or a place that is so contrary to God, is reassuring. Let's finish the verse, but we're going to focus on that. Called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be beloved? It means dear. Like when you have a grandchild, they are dear to you. My sons are dear to me. My daughter is dear to me. My wife is dear to me. It means to draw close to the heart that you are loved by God. You are dear to them. You are precious to them. And it's only spoken of Christians as united with God through the blood of Jesus Christ and with each other in a holy bond of love. So we have this dearness for other fellow believers in Washington State. And you may be thinking, are there any Christians in Washington? Yes, we're on the decline. Yes, we're going down as far as numbers, but there are millions of Christians all across Washington State, and they need to be dear to each one of us. We need to pull them in as something precious to us and unite so that we can stand together on biblical truth. So John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 12 says this, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." Look what John says. He says, hey, you who are beloved of God, let us love each other, for love is from God. This whole idea of what is love? Love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not arrogant, is not proud, keeps no record of wrong. Love never fails. Love endures all things, believes all things, hopes in all things. And so we look at this idea. He says, let us be patient with one another, for God has been patient with us. And this patience is from God. Isn't that powerful? I hope today as you enter in your workplace that you will begin to think, how can I be more loving to those around us, me? How can I be patient and not keep a record of wrong and bear up underneath the burdens that they're having today? He says this, he goes on to say, the one who does not love, the one who's not patient to bear up under each other, does not know God, for God is love. He's patient with us. He's kind with us. He keeps no record of wrong of us. That is what love is. And this is where we get an exciting perspective of who God is. He is the God who cares for us. He's the God who's patient with us. He is the God who keeps no record of wrong of us. He cares for us. Why? He looks at us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so today is a mighty day. Today is a great day to share that love with others. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. Now think through this. How is God's love manifested inside of us? How does it become to fruition, or how does it come alive inside of us? Because it's through Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, and he sent him into the world. And this is where we get the patience of God. This is where we get the kindness of God. This is where we get the, he bears up underneath us to support us in that time of need today. And you may be going through a trial. You may be going through something that is very difficult today. And I want to encourage you to stand with Almighty God and know that he is bearing up underneath you today. He loves you so dearly. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Look at this. We have to understand, we didn't create God into our image. He's creating us into his image. We have to understand that we didn't choose God, but God first chose us and we responded to his choosing. We have to understand this, that God cares about us and he's the first one to pour love out on us. So if God is a source of love, he is the one that gets to define love. Think about that. If God is the source of love, he is the one that gets to define love. You know, we can't say love is love. No, God gets to define love. He cares about us. And when you walk into that place today, understand that God first loved those individuals. He cared about them first, and then he pours out his love for them in your heart so that you can love them as well. But that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation or payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Our love is motivated not by conjuring up emotions and desires and thoughts. Our love is empowered by the gift of the Holy Spirit implanted inside of us to love other people today. And you have this opportunity to love those around you, to care for those around you, to be in a relationship with those around you that does way more than coddle their sin. It points them towards a Savior who's going to stand with them and keep no record of wrong. Isn't that what we all want? We want forgiveness. We want renewal. We want the ability to walk in the very things of God. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. So what's our public square application today? You are beloved of God while you work on that spreadsheet. Think about that. You are dear to God. God is patient with you. Whatever you do today, as you work on that Excel spreadsheet or the Word document, Adobe InDesign, whatever it might be, you are loved by God. You are loved by God and beloved by God as you're changing those diapers. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you need to hear this today. The reason why you love your kid is because God's poured his love out inside of your heart. And it may be a menial task, but it is so important. And God is like, I love you. I've entrusted this child to you. Take care of them, oh mom or dad. Be a light for them. Be a source of hope for them. Why? Because when you have that source of hope and light for them, you are pointing them to the only source and the only hope, which is Jesus Christ. And so you're kind of like going from here to there and you're saying, hey, here we go. Let's connect to Jesus. Even as they're infants, we can be praying over our kids when we're doing these things. You are beloved while you sit in that board meeting today. You are beloved while you're building that house. Maybe you're a contractor and you need to hear this. God loves you and he cares for you. And you're going to have some struggles today. Some things aren't going to go right. But God says, you are dear to me. Oh, dear Brian, oh dear Paul, oh dear Jill, whatever your name is, put it in there. You are dear to the sight of God today. You are beloved while you plant that field today. Maybe you're a farmer or you work with your hands. God says, I love you. I'm bearing up underneath you. I'm going to send the rain that you need. I'm going to turn over the soil that needs to be turned over. I'm going to make the seeds germinate. I'm going to do something for you today that's beyond your dreams or imagine. You are beloved while you fix that car today. Why am I telling you this? Sometimes we look at scripture and we think of it only about Sunday morning. But as you enter the public square today, I want to remind you, you are set apart. Why? Because you are beloved by God and beloved for God and you're beloved of God. He cares about you. He loves you. You're dear to him. And we define love as patient, kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not jealous, keeps no record of wrong. All these kind of things. It bears up under things, brings hope into situation. It endures into those things. And so you are set apart by God, and he's causing you to be a person of endurance in his love today. He loves you. So like we like to say around here is we like to say, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. But before I say that, let's do a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. God, we thank you that we are dear to you, that you're bearing up underneath everything that we go through today, even the practical things that we're going through. You love us dearly. God, whether we are changing diapers, we're transferring someone in a wheelchair, we're working on a spreadsheet, we're building a house, we're overturning the field, whatever we might be doing, we're harvesting. God, you are with us each and every step of the way. God, we are dear to you today. God, for those who are listening to my voice, I pray that they will get off of here and know that they are loved by you. And so I thank you for that. I thank you for what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we have so many generous supporters. I want to thank you for your generosity. And if you haven't joined us or partnered with us financially, please do so. $5, $10, $100 a month. It all helps us keep these devotions going out and encouraging you in your daily walk with God to be that vessel of honor in the public square for God. So as we like to say around here, go out there and defend advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.